Hello, lovely listeners. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, welcome to the Lo and Behold podcast with me, Melvin, and Isaac. Isaac is busy doing exams, but today we have an amazing... I know we always say we have amazing guests, but this one is super amazing. And before I introduce her, today we wanted to tell you about some special merchandise that Esther Mutuku from Queer sells. She sells, I think her company, she has a small company, small business, where she's, they make relatable law school merchandise and post hilarious memes from time to time. So follow them, follow Esther Mutuku. She also has a podcast called The S Talk. Please subscribe and thank you so much for the support. So today we have an amazing guest. I knew her since first year in law school. She's my twin. She was born on the 24th of August and I was born on the 25th. And both our moms were born on 6th December. How cool is that? So Sheila, you're welcome.
Thank you so much, Melvin, for having me today on your podcast.
All right, so introduce yourself. People want to know, who is Sheila?
My name is Sheila Lumumba. I am a lawyer aspiring to be an advocate, currently in Kenya School of Law, 2022-2023 cohort, almost at the end as we record this. I am a human rights enthusiast. Enthusiast and activist. I am also an entrepreneur, whereby I do make custom-made clothes.
Wow.
So if you guys want, you can contact me on my Instagram page, which Melvin will leave on the description of the podcast.
Most definitely.
As well as I said, human rights, but as well as community-driven enthusiast as well, as I do run a small organization whereby we give to the community and we help girls to get pads and to be able to stay in school.
Yeah.
And we are able to educate minority communities on the importance of education, especially for the girl child, not forgetting about the boy child as well.
Amazing. But then I went to, you know, I volunteered for FIDA for some time.
Yeah.
And we went, this one, I went to a different organization.
Mm-hmm.
We went to donate pads to a mixed school.
Mm-hmm.
So the time that we were donating pads to the mixed school, the boys were just chilling.
Yeah.
And so I asked somebody later on, because I was wondering, if you're going to donate pads to, you know, when you're going to a school,
yeah,
you have merchandise
yeah,
for the girl child and the boy child are just in class.
Yeah.
What do you do? So this person told me that they have an organization. And what they do when they go to donate pads to small girls in mixed schools, they take boxers and socks to guys. And I thought that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's
so
a good
idea. So that they also feel...
And I feel also as well as reproductive health education. So in as much as the boys were chilling, I feel like they should have been involved in the process.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereby reproductive health is seen as important as per Article 43 of the Constitution.
Article 43
of the Constitution. Yeah. So whereby we don't only have the girl child contributing to this aspect, we also have boys coming in and standing in for the girls. And you know, education is the key. It goes for a long way. So when you educate the boys from a young age, because for me, I remember in primary when we used to have such classes, when we were taught how to use the pads, we would go alone, and when we were given those pads, we actually hide them from the boys. And I feel like it's a very normal process. It's a very normal process. It happens to girls around, it happens to your moms, to your sisters. So informing the boys is also crucial and important.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So you're a human rights enthusiast.
Yeah.
So usually we start with fun questions and then now the serious questions. So our main topic or theme of the day is friendships and law school.
Okay.
How to go through all that. But first, what is the craziest life hack you've gotten so far? Like something you've learned that you said, wow, so this works like that. Have you gotten anything recently like that?
That's a crazy life hack.
Yeah. That works.
At the moment, I can't think of anything.
Okay.
Maybe we'll circle back at the end.
Because me personally, I've gotten one. Like when you're going to ask for a loan in a bank,
mm-hmm.
a as a small business, usually people write self-employed.
Yeah.
And they were saying that don't write self-employed, write your, the name of your company. I think you will get better deals if you relate with the bank as a company.
Okay.
And I saw that, wow, that's amazing.
Okay, okay.
Okay, so the next question is, have you watched Suits?
Funny enough, no.
You haven't watched Suits?
Funny enough, no. For us, if you do remember Brenda Mwali.
Yeah, Brenda Mwali.
Yeah, so when we were doing the legal systems class, I do remember her mentioning it, like, it doesn't work in our jurisdiction. So, yeah. And when she did mention that, I just completely lost interest and I said, you know what? No. Okay. But I have seen some clips here and there. So I do know Donna and Harvey end up together.
Yeah.
But that's all I know. But I have not watched Suits.
Okay, so if you have not watched Suits, have you watched Vioja Makamani?
not intentionally. Probably like as a child, just being plumped in front of a screen and having to, you know, just watch it, but not intentionally. No, I have not. Not intentionally. No.
Okay, so what is your favorite childhood memory? What's the one thing you always remember? And you said, you know, I also saw a TikTok, like, this person was walking in town and then somebody met them and the person said, I felt seen. Because, you know, you can go through life and, you know, you don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, no one knows what is really going on.
Yeah.
But now, when is your favorite childhood memory?
My favorite childhood memory would probably be on Sundays.
Okay.
When we would go for, after church, we'd go to church. Then after church, we would go for Namachoma at a place, past Kiserian, called Olepolo's. Mm. We would just have like a cool family fun day. And I think at that time, there was this Fanta Pineapple. Because right now, Fanta Pineapple isn't in the Kenyan market. Yes, I have. It's very disgusting.
Yeah.
But then, like, for me, I think that would be my favorite childhood memory. Just going to hang out with my family, having Namachoma, just playing, and not a worry in the world.
Yeah.
So I think that would be my favorite childhood memory.
That's nice.
Yeah.
By the way, thank you so much. Sheila is the one hosting us today. And so we are in a very serene place, but don't mind any background noise. So now, what is your favorite uni memory, university memory? I know it's hard.
Oh my God.
I know it's hard to find one, but what's your favorite?
You know, for us, you know, we go way back. So this is a bit, it's a bit personal because, you know, if I was to lie, you know lying.
I know, yeah.
But I think my favorite uni memory was possibly one time you had shaved your head.
Oh no.
You had shaved your head and then you really weren't all about it. So you were wearing a cap.
I remember. I think I have the video.
Yeah. And then Patricia hadn't seen you. Yeah, we do have this friend of ours called Patricia.
Yeah.
So Patricia hadn't seen you.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Let me just record this to see Patricia's reaction. And Melvin should probably post that video for you guys to see Patricia's reaction. And
I'll post it.
I remember I laughed so hard. So I think along the lines, that used to be one of my favorite moments, as well as just, and I think that was during exam time as
well. Yeah, it was during exam.
So exam time also used to be one of my favorite times because school was like, there was barely anybody at school. Yeah. So it was
like
just,
right now, people are
it was very scarce. So it was very serene to be just in school. So I think that would be it. I think that would be it.
So if you guys like and comment, I will share the video.
Okay.
So what is the most spontaneous thing you've done lately?
Spontaneous thing? I think I've been traveling a lot. It's just been very spontaneous, you know.
Yeah.
Let's go to this. And being in KSL, it's quite hard to find an activity where you can decompress. It's important too.
Yeah.
So finding an activity to decompress and just, you know, have some moments where you can feel
outside class.
Yeah, you feel your sanity. Yeah. So for me, the spontaneous thing lately has just been traveling. So, and around Kenya, that is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. I love that. Traveling. So what is the last show you've binged like crazy? If you've binged, I don't know. I know you don't have time. But is there any show that you've watched recently? that you like to put our listeners to?
Not really a show, but like it's a cooking show on Netflix. It's called The Final Table.
The Final Table.
Yeah,
on
I just
Netflix.
Binged. Yeah, it's just a cooking show, but yeah, that's, I would say that's the latest show I was interested in.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Final Table.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Netflix. Yeah.
Okay. So, what do you wish you knew how to do?
What should I wish?
Like you see someone doing it and you say, hey, you know, I always wished, like, let's say, for example, learn an instrument. What do you wish you knew how to do that you can't do right now?
I think it would be coding.
Coding.
Coding. Because, yeah, you know, I'm seeing a lot of opportunities in the IT,
yes,
market, and I'm seeing a lot of women in tech.
Women in tech.
I'm seeing a lot of women in tech. What is it called? Women in tech events, women in tech seminars,
yeah,
and I know I do have the chance to learn, but at the moment, yeah, I wish I would be able to be tech savvy and really to just be in that space,
yeah,
because I feel like that's a space.
It's a very
lucrative space, yeah, and in as much as it's lucrative, it's a space where you are bound to always progress, improve, grow.
Yeah.
So I feel like I wish I would know how to code and, you know, just do what developers do.
Yeah,
yeah. I feel like That's something I would want to know.
I also love that because, mm-hmm, personally, even though, you know, when we were in first year, we wanted to be CG criminal lawyers, CG commercial lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, what I'm majorly learning is, mm-hmm, legal tech.
Mm-hmm.
And I've attended some conferences on legal tech.
Yeah.
And the latest one that I attended was the Africa Law Tech by Lawyers Hub. And now they have a coding class for lawyers.
Okay.
So you can check that out.
Ah, thank you so much for,
yeah,
plugging me.
Yeah. So the next question is, mm-hmm, he's a 10, but...
He's a 10, but he doesn't know how to dress.
He doesn't know how to dress.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah, you know,
so that makes him a what?
Makes him probably a 2. You know, they're living in fear of what will he wear. You can't bring him around your friends. If you're serious, you can't bring him around your family. Because,
wait,
you know, people judge you by how you are dressed. Like,
yeah,
the first interaction.
Like, dress.
Yeah, it's your parents. So...
Yeah.
The fear of what will he come out,
yeah,
looking with, it's such a fear for me.
I didn't know that's a fear, legit
he's
fear.
A 10, but he does not know how to dress.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have a Nairobi story?
A Nairobi story, in what sense?
Nairobi, like, you know Nairobi.
Oh.
Nairobi.
Oh.
That you're comfortable enough to share.
A Nairobi story. I,
yeah,
do feel we all have Nairobi stories, so... We're gonna pass that because it's a phase. I think for us it's a phase. You
it's
have
phase.
To get a Nairobi story to realize.
Let's
you know what?
Nairobi.
Yeah, you know what? You're in Nairobi.
You're in Nairobi.
You gotta stay woke. So yes, I think I'm gonna.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this one is a deep one.
Mm-hmm.
What's the last thing that made you cry?
What's the last thing that made me cry?
Yeah, if you're comfortable enough to share.
At the school.
It's KSL.
School, like out of just sheer frustration,
yeah,
and it becomes overwhelming and the pressure gets
getting worse.
Yeah, so now I think at some point you just break down, then after you break down you pick yourself up and then you like, let's do this.
Together,
yeah.
Yeah. Hey, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, KSL.
So I think school would be the last thing that made me cry.
Okay.
Yeah.
But at least he's not someone.
No.
Okay, so do you know Ebenezer Scrooge? Yes or no?
No. No, I do not know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you who he is. But first of all, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
My favorite?
You know we are in the festive season.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite? Is it Home Alone?
I would say, yeah, Home Alone is a classic.
Yeah, it's a classic.
But of late, I think there's this also film in Netflix. It's called Klaus. It's an animation, rather.
Klaus.
Yeah, and I really just enjoyed the story behind it.
Okay.
And one of the quotes from the movie is, "A true act of goodwill always sparks another." So that's something I really...
Wow. A true act of goodwill?
True act of goodwill always sparks another. So
yes.
Meaning, once you act with kindness to someone, they are more likely to act with kindness to another person, and it goes
on
like that.
Wow.
So I think for me, one of my favorite Christmas films would be Klaus.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Klaus, I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, it's on Netflix as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. So Ebenezer Scrooge, let me tell you who he is. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you watched this movie where this old guy is very miser, and he doesn't like Christmas. And then he gets visited by three spirits, the ghost of Christmas past, the ghost Christmas, ghost of present and future. You've seen any movie like that?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now you know. He's mm-hmm. that guy. Mm-hmm. He's usually, it's also a very classic film on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the first segment of the show. So let's go to the next one.
If you would like to get featured in an episode, please send us a voice message using the link in the description. You can also reach out to us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
We're in the second segment, which is the more serious, where we talk about the main theme, which I told you is friendships and law school. Mm-hmm. Now, we've been friends for some time.
Yeah.
I actually appreciate you as a friend.
Yeah, appreciate you as well.
You're always there for me.
Oh.
You may not know, but yeah.
I'm glad I could be.
Yeah. And my highlights, I mean, one of my highlights is attending your graduation. I mean, they say life is not straight. That's when I saw that life is not a straight line. Like we were admitted the same day and you graduated before me. And mm-hmm. I don't feel like that has anything.
Yeah.
So I love it that we are still friends.
Yeah.
So you're basically my lawyer.
Yeah, true.
So now let's start with the first question, which is, what do you think makes a successful lawyer / law student?
What makes a successful lawyer
or law student?
One who is possibly very interested. But then I feel like law school has this kind of shame of if you're not doing mooting, doing debates, very beneath. If you're not doing this, you're not smart. No, that doesn't really mean you're not smart. That doesn't mean you're beneath. You are allowed to have different interests. You are allowed to be you as a person. You're pursuing law, but you are allowed to be Melvin.
Yes.
You are allowed to be Sheila. You're allowed to be whoever you are.
Yeah.
And if that's not your interest, then don't do it. As we've learned, when you are a lawyer, you can be a mediator, an arbitrator.
Oh, yeah.
You can be a teacher. You can teach law once you get your master's.
Imagine you can be so many things.
You can be so many things. It doesn't really necessarily mean that you do have to go to Milimani and give submissions. No.
Yeah.
You could be so many things and you can be versatile. And in other things, you can be also all those things, as we've had lecturers who also practice.
Mm.
So you can be a lot.
Yeah.
So you just need to find your niche. And I think when I was in law school...
So what makes you successful is finding your niche.
Finding your niche or finding yourself. Because when you get lost, for me, I felt that shame of...
You're not a
I'm not a muta. I'm not a debater. I was a debater.
You were the chair of the debate at some point.
I was a debater. But then the mooting part, there was a lot of shame around it, even though it wasn't spoken about. But now the making people feel downcast because they're not doing it was... Quite
but now
something.
I can attest that moot Nazarene, the mooting is a bit chill.
Okay.
Like, it's anyone can moot. Even me, I mooted.
Yeah.
I did a moot, an Indian moot, and I didn't feel anything.
But this is not to say that...
you don't moot.
Don't moot. Please do moot.
Please moot,
We've seen very many of our colleagues getting very amazing opportunities via mooting.
Yeah.
So please.
I think I saw, on Twitter, I saw some students from, I don't remember which law school, have gotten a direct internship to a very big, I think it's Caden Apps Law Firm, which is one of the biggest law firms in the world, through mooting.
So
don't limit yourself.
Yeah, so I think for me, being a successful student is finding your niche. So you don't have to be...
So how do you find your niche? How would
finding
you say?
Your niche is knowing yourself right off the bat. Like, from the day one, to find people you're compatible with. You're also very unique, and you won't fit in everybody's puzzle. You shouldn't want to fit in everybody's puzzle. So finding your niche. So just from right off the bat, once you get to law school, you need people around you. Law school is quite a burden. So you need people to share the burden with. So find people you connect with, find yourself, know yourself, because there are some limits you find you are not willing to cross. And that's very important to know that I am not going to cross this limit. This is not for me. I will willfully stick to what I know, stick to what I deserve, or stick to what is for me. So finding your niche makes you successful in the sense that it makes it easy for you to enjoy your time in law school, because you have time for mooting, you have time for school, you have time to go play some football, you have some time for sleep. So you're balanced all around.
Okay.
It's not just that you're doing law school. Then you're doing mooting, which you're probably not really, you're struggling at it. So you're feeling very downcast about it.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, trying is good. Keep trying, keep pushing yourself. But finding your niche also just gives you an upper hand in the sense that you just, you know, you're yourself.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be anybody else. You are just yourself. So I think that makes you successful. It sets you apart.
Yes.
So you are able to stand out in a crowd because you know that you debate, you like playing tennis, you are in law school. So for me, I'll play tennis for 1 hour.
Yeah.
I will do my debate research for 2 hours. Then for the rest of the 6 hours, I'll concentrate on my studies. I need balanced sleep. So I would say that finding your niche knowing yourself.
I agree. That's actually pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And I think I'm finding my niche. And I think don't limit yourself. Me, remember Brenda Mwale told us, just chill.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say I'm a criminal lawyer on day one.
Yeah.
Just find out. I think also experiment
on various things. Yeah,
so you can try volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
You can
and also
try,
as young as from first year, try the law firms, right?
Yeah.
And I remember still Miss Brenda Mwale, if you actually hear this, props to you.
Yeah.
She told us, send those letters, get those rejections.
Yes.
Let companies and firms tell you no. But it also just pushes you to know that in life you have to keep doing it to get to where you want to be.
Yeah.
So now when you send those applications to farms, volunteer in HIV and AIDS tribunals, FIDA, volunteer in those things that...
The judiciary. Yeah.
Yes, in as much as you're not getting a stipend from first year, you already are getting into the system, to the process. And when you do that, you get to understand, I don't really enjoy doing what FIDA does.
Yes.
Maybe I will enjoy the HIV AIDS tribunal, maybe I'll enjoy court, maybe I'll enjoy this. And when you do find something you love doing, you just enjoy it, and it's natural.
I agree. And by the way, shout out to Brenda Mwale. She recently, I think, finished her PhD.
Oh, damn, Dr.
Brenda Mwale. She's the one who made me actually apply to a law firm when I was in first year, like the first long holiday.
Yeah.
I went to a law firm.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
So what mindset do you think someone needs to do well in law school, especially KSL?
Mm-hmm. I think you need to understand that you're also very much a human being.
Okay, wow.
So once you start with, I am a human being and I need grace, you can move on. But you need to be positive always.
Positive.
You just need to be positive because KSL would throw so much at you. I'll not lie. You have to do things with groups of people.
Oh, yeah.
Because in KSL, it's basically group work. You know, in uni, you know, you could do individual work and say, you know, my group members weren't cooperating, and so, the lecturer would be like, okay, cool.
But then you're the one who usually did the work. Hey, Sheila.
Yeah. So, in KSL, it's 9 units that are massively content with. So you have to be able to work
a lot
with
of
people.
Content.
Yes. So you have to learn how to work with people, and you have to learn how to keep time. You have to learn how to balance.
Yeah.
Because you find that sometimes you do get a job and you want to balance the two.
Yeah.
So you have to know that I have to be.
Can someone balance a job and KSL?
Yeah, I've seen some of my colleagues do it. So
okay.
It's not out of the question.
Okay.
So, and KSL does provide classes on Saturday for those who
miss.
Work. Yes.
Oh, so, work.
Yeah, it's class G actually. They do classes 8 to 10 at night and then on Saturdays as
well.
Wow. Yeah, so.
That's amazing. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can find balance. But then the mindset, I think, in law school, right from first year, is being positive.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've said, finding your niche. So finding your niche cuts across. So finding people that are in your mindset.
In your mindset. Yeah. Same head.
So if you do go there and you find people who just want to have fun, party, drink, and they forget the main objective, then you'll be losing yourself.
Mm.
So you do have to find, okay, this works for me, this doesn't. So
yeah.
The mindset pushes you, because you also need positive people around you.
Amazing.
But so the mindset would just be
positive
and be as human as possible. Forgive yourself.
But then I love that. Forgive yourself.
Yeah. Give yourself a break. Rest. Watch a movie or two. The guilt does catch up, but it's okay.
You're guilty.
you watch it as you're guilty, but yeah. You are human, I think. Yes. That cuts across. So the mindset is...
I love that.
Just...
I think I'm going to implement that one.
Yeah. Yeah,
accept that you're human.
You're a human being. You can't... It's like telling myself, I remember when I was in the first time of Castell, I used to tell myself, I'll make a timetable and I'll be up at 3.
Yeah.
Mind you, we had so much work to do. So I'm sleeping at 12, at 3, I'm waking up. So by the time I'm beginning class, I'm struggling to stay awake.
Yeah.
So I had to get someone, I had to go see someone, and we had to break down that aspect. And this therapy relief kind of helped and was like, you know what, you're human, you deserve
therapy.
Yeah, you deserve 6 hours of sleep. You are human. In as much as you're in Kenya School of Law, you are human. You need to eat a balanced diet. You need to be healthy. So those aspects need to also be considered.
Yeah. So all of you who mnainama sa lunch, please remember you're human. So what has helped you cope in law school?
I think just having a good tribe, be it friends, be it family, be
friends,
it,
good friends.
Yeah, that's also been put. And also for me, I would say in KSL, I was lucky enough to find a good farm. So I was lucky enough. So my farm really didn't have a lot of quarrels and fights. We worked together. Yeah. So I think for me, what has been able to cope is just having a good tribe. There's a good tribe. I had support around me. So I'd give them the credit.
So lawyers are usually known to have very strong opinions and personalities. Do you think it's necessary for you to become a lawyer? Like, you always have to have an opinion on anything?
No. I feel like sometimes learn to listen.
Listen,
because
especially lawyers don't listen.
Learn to listen. And I say that because I often see arguments and they often come from a place of arrogance. Oh, I know more than you.
Oh, yeah.
Or I interned at a big law firm. You didn't.
Oh,
I did this. I've traveled to the UK for this. So I've traveled to the UK for this specific topic. So I know more. But it's okay. In as much as you have done all that, it's also good to listen
and learn. Be humble, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not saying it's a requirement. Having opinions is very, very personal because opinions are just yours.
And you have a right to an opinion.
And you do.
Yes.
But also learning to accommodate others, as we learn in court as well, or in trial advocacy, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Accommodating others is very important.
All right.
Yeah.
I love it, how you put it. So what's the best law unit you've had so far in KSL?
For me, I'd say legal writing and drafting by Ms. Kumu, who is the vice chair at FIDA Kenya.
Wow.
I'd say she's very eloquent in her delivery and makes it very interesting. There you want to draft a bill. You know, she talks about it. You want to draft a bill. You want to get drafting a policy and to get to drafting a legal opinion.
Yeah.
So I think I'd enjoy that, as well as criminal litigation. I'm not so keen on criminal matters, but I enjoyed criminal litigation as well.
Criminal litigation.
Yeah.
So you might end up there.
We'll see what the future has.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how do you usually have fun or unwind / decompress after a long day in law school?
After a long day in law school,
like,
I think cooking really just is therapeutic. So the process of just making a homemade meal makes it very relaxing.
Cooking.
Yeah. So cooking would be my go-to.
Okay.
As well as traveling, which is once in a while due to the nature of work and the nature of schoolwork. So once in a while, I do get to travel just for a day or two to just, you know, change of environment and change of setting.
Okay. Do you have a mentor in the legal field or even in life who pushes you or helps you?
In the legal field, I'd say Advocate Atieno Ogola.
Atieno Ogola.
Yeah,
hey,
she represented our dear friend.
She represented one of your friends?
No, she not my friend.
Oh.
Mr. Weed.
Mr. Weed?
Yeah. This guy who was running for, I forgot his name, who was running for Wajakoya, yes.
Oh.
She did represent Wajakoya. Yeah, she was Wajakoya, one of the lawyers.
Mr. Weed.
I forgot his name. So no,
George
did,
Lushiri Wajakoya.
Yeah, she did get to
represent
Wajakoya.
And I think she has some lessons.
Yeah, she offers lessons. She offers lessons for the ones in KSL.
Yeah.
She offers mentorship. She offers as well as therapy.
Is she related to Steve Ogola or something?
I am not aware of that, but my mentor is Atenu, so I meet Atenu every Monday and Friday.
For real?
Via Zoom, and we discuss and we break down the week and we talk about law, the legal field, how she, her process in KSL. So when you find someone who has crossed the bridge, it's easy to see that I can do it.
Yeah.
And it's a very achievable goal.
I love.
So for me, my mentor in the legal field is Atenu Ogola.
Atenu Ogola. Yeah. That's a very good mentor.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you prep for exams? You did your exams already? You haven't done your exams yet. But how would you advise someone?
We haven't done our CLE exams as of yet. We've just done our oral exams and project exams. But I have done exams before.
So what advice would you give somebody who maybe is in law school?
Start as early as possible.
As early as possible.
Start now. Start immediately you're admitted. Start from the first day you join the law school.
Mentally.
Just start. Okay. Start. Because that way it reduces the workload, it reduces the burden, it reduces the anxiety as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I'd say also study groups. Find friends who can make time 2-3 hours a day. We discuss. It makes it easier to break down. It makes it easier to access information. It makes it easier for you to also just, you know, enjoy studying.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I get what you're saying. So, I know KSL is full of Nini. What do you call it? You have to wear a suit every day.
Yeah.
You have to wear suits every day?
Not really suits, but you do have to be official.
Official.
Yeah, but guys do have to come with ties.
It's you have to have a tie?
Yeah, you do have to have a tie in class. It's a requirement.
So you have to buy those in advance?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so amazing. So you have to just get your ties, basics. Where do you do your thrifting as a lady lawyer?
actually, just in town. Sometimes I do have a friend who goes to Gikomba, so she does get me some quality official clothes that I could use, as well as just custom-made 1-2 suits just to...
Custom-made?
Yeah, custom-made to look
when you are
presentable.
Doing lawyer things.
Yes.
Okay, so now that you're a lawyer, have you gotten this, you know, Wakili Akwikwan?
Yeah.
Have you gotten any Wakili Akwikwan?
Oh, quite a lot from friends and sometimes family. Sometimes family actually do think I am practicing, so I'm like, they do bombard me with some questions and I'm like, guys, I'm not yet there, but I do appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I see that they see the potential in me, so I do.
You.
I don't take it as a joke, like,
yeah.
Or I don't take it that seriously, but I do appreciate where it's coming from.
Yeah. I get, even me, I get some, and it pushes me to do more research because people are assuming you know, so you have to know.
You have to know.
Yeah. Amazing. So that was lovely. Mm-hmm. Do you have any Christmas message for our listeners?
Oh, Christmas message is just enjoy, have fun, take care of yourself.
As a lawyer, always
be ready, I think, with my Christmas wishes. Always just be ready. And
stay ready.
Yeah, just stay ready. Stay woke.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly, stay dangerous. Yeah, that would be true. And just always be ready for anything.
Mm.
You can be called up to the task anytime, at any moment. So, yeah, always be ready. Because we are going to the Christmas season, so people will need to get bailed out. So always just be ready, yeah. That would be my Christmas.
So where can people get you?
Oh, people can get me on my Twitter, Azumba Sheila, as well as my Instagram, as Sheila Shaggy.
Amazing. So you can find her on IG. Are people free to DM you?
Yes, they can. No.
Akwakili Akwikwan on DM.
Yeah. There's no problem. You can DM me.
Okay. So thank you so much for showing up. We know you're a busy, phenomenal woman. But thank you so much for making time for Lo and Behold.
Thank you for having me.
Amazing.
you.